This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's growing. We better stop.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here. It's the top of the hour. Yes, we've got quite a show planned for you. And right off the bat, we have Chris Arps joining us. He is a resident of St. Louis. Also, Chris is a businessman, a member of the Project 21 National Advisory Council, managing partner with the digital media and political consulting firm NLB Enterprise LLC, and co-founder of MoveOnUp.org. Chris, always good to have you with us. How you doing, sir?
Bill, great. Not only do I live in St. Louis, I actually live in the municipality, University City, where a lot of the mayhem happened Saturday night. I'm about 4 miles.
Wow. Well, this is incredible, Chris. And we've talked before when we've had outbreaks like this, but this is the third night. Last night, 80 were arrested after the acquittal of this white cop. Break it down as to what's going on there in your city.
Well, what we're having is a police officer here in St. Louis, a former police officer, was charged with murdering a black suspect while he was in custody. The initial event happened back in 2011, but apparently the prosecutor found new evidence, brought into trial. There was about a six-week trial earlier this year. The defendant, police officer, wanted a bench trial, which means the judge gave the verdict. We waited probably another 6 weeks after the trial for the verdict. It was released last Friday. And as you know, and as the nation knows, all hell broke out in the St. Louis area after that.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're talking about 36-year-old police officer Jason Stockley, who, as you say, was previously acquitted, brought back to court. So, you know, talk about, stretching this thing all the more. But then the judge went ahead and acquitted him after reviewing it. Basically, this is a second shot at his defense. And
Bill, I may have had a misunderstanding. The case happened in 2011, but the circuit attorney at the time decided not to press charges.
Oh, that's it. That's
and
correct.
Then,
okay.
And then 5 years later, when the circuit attorney was on the way out the door, quote unquote, new evidence was found. And then that's when they indicted him for murder.
But the fact of the matter is it recycles the whole issue as if it just happened yesterday, doesn't it?
Oh, yes, definitely. You would think people are very surprised when they find out this case originally happened in 2011.
I mean, it's like as if due process didn't take place. So what is not happening here? I mean, this seems to be the case, Chris, and you would know better in terms of, what's being lost in translation. We've got due process that takes place, but again, the perception, the clear perception of a segment of black America is justice is not being served, right?
That's correct. You know, there was a very popular prominent attorney was on the local news here Friday when all the mayhem was happening, and he said something that we as Americans should keep in mind. And that is just because someone is found not guilty doesn't necessarily mean that they're innocent. I think if you take a look at a lot of the facts of this case, it does look bad for the officer. There's three specific instances in this case that look bad. But when it all comes down to it, you have to prove the case. Mm-hmm. And the initial case of the prosecutor was that this police officer planted a gun on this suspect after he shot him. Oh. Apparently there's a video of this officer going back to his car after the shooting and rifling through something in his car and then coming back. And that was enough evidence to some people that he had a gun and he planted it, but a gun was never seen in the video. Nothing protruding from his clothes or on the side was ever shown. So there's a lot of particulars in this case that look bad. I'll be the first to admit that. Mm. But you don't convict someone of first-degree murder on circumstantial
evidence. Well, based on I don't even know if this is circumstantial, if it's just more opinion, Chris, do you? But let's pick it up on the other side of this break. We got 60 seconds and more from Christopher Arps right after this. It's 5 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And when your identity is hacked, it's a nightmare. Hi everyone, Paul with Liberty ID. Did you know that children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Is your family prepared? Identity monitoring will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does. Here's an exciting offer for listeners to this station. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. That's right, $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. Prepare your family for less than half what other companies charge for only monitoring. LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, the name in identity theft restoration.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
We are back with a Fox News alert. Those criminals, those agitators vandalizing the streets of St. Louis for a third night in a row.
Police arresting dozens violently protesting or rioting the acquittal of a former officer.
Griff Jenkins is live in St. Louis with the latest on the clashes. Griff, there was some violence last night and a bunch of people got arrested, right?
That's right. More than 80 arrests last night. It's the third night, Steve, and the police here calling them criminals because the pattern's the same. They start off peaceful during the day, and a different element comes out at night, intent on destruction. Like this window, you can see the video of the gentleman who kicked this window in. There's nothing peaceful about that protest. It is, of course, the third day. The total number of people, more than 120 arrested over the 3 days since Friday morning when Officer Jason Stockley was acquitted of the 2011 shooting death of Anthony Lamar Smith. The officials here all on the same page. Governor Greitens, the mayor, Lyda Carusin, as well as the police chief, Lawrence O'Toole, saying that this sort of behavior will not be tolerated. Nonetheless, we talked to some of those protesters. One individual, a state rep here, Bruce Franks Jr., he is an elected official here, but he says this is what the violence is about. Take a listen.
Systematic racism, systematic injustice, and it has to change.
You got hurt folks that feels like a system has failed them. So I understand folks being upset about broken windows. We got broken lives out here. That doesn't compare.
Now, what you're also seeing this morning are, of course, the people boarding up these windows, trying to fix the damage done, removing debris and destruction. Sadly, most of the destruction was in mom-and-pop stores, just like this one, a nail shop. It cost upwards of $1,000 to $2,000 to replace that. Certainly, one of the downsides to what's happening. We're told that a little bit later this morning, there is a gathering point for protesters this morning to disrupt the morning traffic. We'll see if that happens. The hope here from officials is, guys, that this will not continue to grow night after night after night, last night being the largest and most destructive of the three nights.
Let's go ahead and stop it right there, Scott. Thank you so much. Chris Arps is with us, member of the Project 21 National Advisory Council, a managing partner with a digital media and political consulting firm, NLB Enterprises, LLC, and co-founder of MoveOnUp.org. Chris, that's the latest report from Fox. But want to get more with you being a resident of St. Louis right there, the sentiment of the people. And I think you had a couple of protesters there, talking about, what it is that they're dealing with. I mean, they are frustrated and feel that justice is not being served here. This was a 24-year-old young man who was shot by police and by this police officer who is an ex-police officer. And, you know, and the judge, you know, acquitted him in this most recent situation. And, of course, the people are revolting on the street. We've got three nights. We're looking at some additional protests possibly today and on to tonight. Chris, I know for you being a resident there and you're watching this and the local businesses being affected by it, windows being broken up. I mean, this is going to be an expensive proposition that will be on the mom and pop businesses of St. Louis. But, you know, we're still not, you know, how should this, you know, be contained? Because it seems like the police are doing what they can without really being real heavy-handed on this, even though 80 people were arrested. What do you say?
I think the most ironic thing about the first two nights of the protest, the third night they were congregated downtown around the police headquarters, but I think the most ironic thing about the first two nights were they looted or they rioted and caused destruction in two of the most liberal, progressive areas of St. Louis. Mm-hmm. These people more than likely or have sympathy for that cause. Mm-hmm. You know, there were people that were white people that were interviewed after Sunday's or Saturday's unrest, and they were supporters of Black Lives Matter. They had the signs, but they were saying this doesn't help the cause. This is all you're doing is buying into the stereotype of what people think you are. And I'm starting to see on Facebook a lot of my African American liberal friends are frustrated as well over the destruction and the mayhem. They're saying, how is this going to get our message out and foster what we're doing? Mm-hmm. I think in this particular case, there are three things that have African Americans upset. But as I said earlier, you have to prove the case. One is a video that I talked about where the officer is shown rifling, you know, through the back of his car after the shooting. Mm-hmm. The second, the reason Jason Stockley, the officer, lost his job in 2011 was because he was found during this incident to be carrying an AK-47 pistol rifle, which was unauthorized for him to have. And the third thing that has African Americans upset is during the dash cam video of the chase, the officer is heard on the tape saying, "I'm going to kill this MF."
Oh, wow.
So I think people look at those three instances and they're saying, how in the world can this police officer not be charged? But again, with our system, with our rule of law, you have to prove it. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, the case just wasn't proven.
Mm-hmm. Well, the good news is he's no longer a police officer, right?
That's correct. He is living in Houston for the last 5 years.
Right. So, I mean, and this is all part of the challenge. And this is what the police have to deal with as a, you know, as an entity, you know, themselves in weeding out people who are not. And again, I'm not making a judgment on this,
sure,
but just based on this statement, you know, when you have a police officer in any city having that kind of sentiment, you know, you've got trouble in River City, and that needs to be addressed, hopefully before somebody is shot. But in this particular case, there's evidence here. So, you know, that, and I don't know what the police are saying about that statement, but certainly that's, you know, that's unacceptable.
Yeah, and, you know, the officer said, you know, when they were questioning him about it, he did an interview after the verdict, and he, of course, said, "I don't know what context was when I made that statement, I'm going to kill this member. You know, I was in the heat of battle. I don't know the context. You can believe that or not believe that. You know, I don't know. But, you know, there's a lot of, like I said, there's a lot of things that make you go, but they've just not enough evidence there to convict this police officer. And also, too, Bill, quickly, I want to say that these protesters this time around, I think they've taken a lesson from Ferguson, where they're not wanting to protest at night. They're protesting during the day, and then when sun sets, they're calling it a day and going home. Mm-hmm. And I think they're trying to differentiate themselves from the hooligans and the thugs that are coming out that are causing mayhem. One of the popular...
So you're saying there's two different groups between
correct.
The day and night. Yes, okay.
Correct,
all right.
Correct. Mm-hmm. And one of the popular chants of the demonstration are "Whose streets, our streets."
Mm-hmm.
And last night, when the police arrested 80 people, they were using that same slogan: "Whose streets, our streets." So
yeah.
We're going to see a little different situation than we saw with Ferguson.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Christopher Arps, thank you so much. Appreciate the insight. Christopher Arps has been with us on Bill Martinez Live. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour. We've got more to talk about. Stay with us right here.
Are you a Catholic with traditional values, seeking traditional worship, but are fed up, angry, and disgusted by corruption in the church? If so, then consider Servants of the Holy Family, a community of priests and brothers who are fighting those who have infiltrated the church, intending to create a one-world government and one-world religion. Help and support this great cause. Visit servi.org, spelled S-E-R-V-I.org. Come to our Mass. Become a priest or brother now at servi.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING.com.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter pack, light wet wood, can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils water in under 3 minutes. Temps up to 1,500 degrees. Free shipping on anything. Go to InstaFire.com/radio specials and get yours today. InstaFire. Fire in an instant. InstaFire.com/radio specials.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
It did for the president. It was just ridiculous. But watch this and we'll talk about it.
If he had won an Emmy, I bet he wouldn't have run for president. The president has complained repeatedly that the Emmys are rigged. Because unlike the presidency, Emmys go to the winner of the popular vote.
Well, back in 1980, in that movie, we refused to be controlled by a sexist, egotistical, lying, hypocritical bigot.
And in 2017, we still refuse to be controlled by a sexist, egotistical, lying, hypocritical bigot.
My wife and I had 3 children in 3 years, and we didn't have a child last year during the SNL season. I wonder if there's a correlation there. All you men up there, you put that orange wig on, it's birth control, trust me.
We did have a whole storyline about an impeachment, but we abandoned that because we were worried that someone else might get to it first.
I want to thank Trump for making black people number one on the most oppressed list. He's the reason I'm probably up here.
On a very personal note, I want to say thank you to Hillary Clinton for your grace and grit. And thank you, my mother and sister. I'm so proud of you, Mom.
Mark, she actually thanked Hillary before her own mother.
Oh, Scott, I'm telling you, what can you say? Hey, we're back with you, America. Just about 20 minutes after the top of the hour. Because some of the highlights, some might say the lowlights of last night's Emmy Awards. You know, it's just a big love, narcissistic love fest, isn't it?
Well, I really wish they'd stop putting politics into entertainment, all forms of entertainment. I mean, mm-hmm. We talked about it last week with the ESPN now is being much more political now. Award shows have been political now for the last, 3 years? Probably even more. I don't even know.
The thing is that don't they look at the ratings? I mean, the people could care less. They're caring less and less, even though they had Sean Spicer on there doing a cameo, saying there was the best ratings ever, kind of a setup there.
Where's your reprieve from it all? Where's your getaway? Where's your time to just, that's why I watch football. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's about amusement. It's amusement. This is supposed to be amusement, and they're failing. You know, again, this is what happens when institutions abandon their reason for being. You know, entertainment's for entertainment's amusement, you know, as you say, to get away. And every once in a while, if you want to do something. But here it goes back to where these institutions are failing the people. I mean, last week we had the report from, the Media Research Council or Media Research Center, and they said that 91%, this was just mainstream, on the mainstream media, this is on regular news shows, was anti-Trump. But, you know, what happens is that you get the perception that, you know, that 9/10 of the people and the sentiment is anti-Trump. And so it gives place to the increasing negativity that's out there. And it's like, wow, what happened to the day, Scott? I know your dad probably said the same thing to my dad, you know, used to say to us all the time. You know, if you have nothing good to say, then don't say anything at all. I mean, that's out the window. I mean, there was some value in that statement.
That was more my mom than my dad.
Was that your mom?
Yeah.
Okay, well, my dad drummed that into us. So, but there's always, you know, a parent that saying was something that was, you know, pressed in the family.
My dad was more of a say what you want to say, but if you get punched in the mouth, remember why you got punched in the mouth. That was more of his type of thing.
So it's that's part two. That's part two of our family saying that experience defines preference. So you know, after you get a couple teeth knocked out, you probably say, "Hey, I'd prefer not." So
maybe I won't say that anymore.
Yeah, exactly, but it's just it's. You know, the Emmys, and here's all these entertainers that are just, they're so much into themselves. And as we talked about the echo chamber, and I mean, you've got some seemingly smart people here, and they're just so fraught with this ideology and emotion that they're misserving themselves. I mean, all these things, you know, whether it's, football, all these, stars, these celebs that we say, hey, shut up and sing. You know, it's like, hey, do what it is that you're paid to do and how you've blessed us before. But all this other stuff and this rancor is not helping.
Well, and I'm not even saying that, you know, athletes and actors and all those people can't have an opinion and they can't express their opinion. But let's remember there's a time and a place.
Mm-hmm.
These people are all famous enough that they can get on any show. Trump proved this throughout the election. You can get on any morning show that you want, And if you have a name, you can get on there, and
right.
they'll listen to you. And you can go on those shows and express your, you know, opinions all you want. But when I'm watching football or, you know, tuning into ESPN, I don't want to hear about politics. Mm-hmm. I just don't.
Yeah.
You know, entertaining sports programming network. That's what ESPN is supposed to be.
Mm.
You know, entertainment sports programming network. But it's not. Mm-hmm. What part of that is politics?
Jameel Hill's statement, there's no place for it. And you know, this has come out, you know, from time to time. And, of course, you've got that us against them kind of mentality that is going on. But, again, they fail their reason. And it's sad because, you know, the thing is about sports is you've got to score anyway. I mean, the score is kept. That's what people are looking for, is the score and the drama in between the runs, the hits, the errors, and, you know, field goals and touchdowns and that sort of thing. You know, and so, you know, let the game play itself. But whether it's athletes that want to bring politics into it or institutions themselves, they're hurting themselves and they're losing audience. And, you know, last night, I mean, the Emmys, let's face it, the Emmys, even the Grammys as well, has kind of lost some thrust because as it continues to move into this arena, as you say, people want to tune in, you know, see their favorite stars and kind of get a break, not to get a speech or some sort of, you know, teaching lesson, you know, from the celebs that, you know, have been married 20 times and, you know, lives are a mess. And now all of a sudden they're going to be the voice of reason.
Yeah, to be fair, you did call them Grammys all morning until I said Emmys. So.
Well, yeah, well, exactly. Well, I was sitting there going, I'm going, no. And, well, thank God I started looking at the information. I go, Adele? You know, I go, no, that's not. So, yes, thank you very much for exposing me.
But, yeah, so that's.
You're fired.
Oh, all right. Well.
No, you're not. Are you kidding me?
No. It just leaves a bad taste. If there's no time to get away from the troubles in your life. And one of the big issues I have is that they say all these things about him. He's racist. He's a bigot. He's all these things. Where's the proof?
Mm.
Where's the proof? Because I am against racism.
Mm.
And, you know, I am against racism. And if you have a prominent thing that you can show me, mm. Well, let's fight against that. Let's
right.
get rid of that.
Yeah, exactly.
But if you're just saying it to say it, well, that's a pretty extreme charge.
I think right there's there. A lot of minorities within the Trump organization that hear that and just, you know, are aghast. They just can't, you know, they just can't believe this stuff. But
well, look at Ben Carson's.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
they've gone as far to say that he's not black.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What?
Yeah.
How isn't that even more racist?
Yeah, without a doubt.
Like,
well, that's how crazy this is. And the thing is, you have many successful, you know, like a Chris Arps, for example, who was just on with us. And, Chris has been very, you know, very successful. He's worked hard. Deneen Borelli. I mean, you can go down the line of minorities that have been, you know, very successful and have proven themselves, based, you know, like I said, not on the color of their skin, on the content of their character. The very thing that Martin Luther King, that many blacks would come around, and I would say, you know, there's something about the truth. It transcends race. It transcends all these ideologues. It is the truth, and that is the voice of reason that we're hoping would come out, whether it's from a politician or a celebrity, somebody that would bring, you know, help bring the country together. But they're not doing this. They're only agitating the problem and making the matter worse. You know, maybe we have to go through this exercise and it has to get worse until it gets better. But that doesn't stop me from praying that there'd be a voice of reason that could break through all this negativity, Scott, and get us back on track. Because after all, hey, look, it's our lives. It's what we're wasting away here. And I wonder how much value that is. It's 29 minutes after the top of the hour right now. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. It's officially fall, which means football fans are lining up at stadiums across the country to cheer on their favorite teams. According to a Bank of America survey, of the Americans planning to attend a tailgate this football season, more than half plan to travel for a game. Jason Gaughan, Bank of America executive.
While traveling to away games can be expensive, you can offset the cost by using the Right Rewards card that lets you earn points towards travel on your everyday purchases. With the Bank of America Travel Rewards credit card, you earn 1.5 points for every dollar spent. Whether buying a morning coffee or a new pair of shoes, points that you earn from these purchases can add up and pay off in a big way when you put them toward a trip to your favorite team's away game.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/travelconnected. That's bankofamerica.com/travelconnected.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME 44 to 42424.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Reminding us of what makes our country great. Bill Martinez, live.
Cut them, and not only Republican base, but the president and what he wants to do.
Quick reaction, Speaker.
I think the most interesting side story was Democrats won this big agreement. Everything was going to end in December. The Democrats are going to have this huge leverage because the debt ceiling ended in December. A few days later, Mitch McConnell pointed out that as the majority leader, he controlled the paper. And they took out the provision Schumer most wanted.
And it was about extraordinary measures, which means that they can keep the debt ceiling going till March.
February or March. And he said, you know, I happen to be the majority leader, and I controlled the paper, and we did it on my way. And Schumer, faced with that reality, couldn't break. He couldn't say no. So we're a long way. This dance is going to continue for a while. I think the Democrats are faced with a real risk. Do they really hate the wall more than they love the dreamers? Because if I were the president, I'd say these people are so ideological, they'd rather sacrifice the dreamers.
Well, that's what it's going to come down to. We're talking about DACA, and the perfect guest to have with us is our immigration expert, historian, author of the new book, Rise and Decline, Where We Are and What We Can Do About It, his follow-up book to Immigration, How to Avoid Its Perils and Make It Work. And it all started, I mean, this has really become a trilogy. It all started with Adamant Aggressors, How to Recognize and Deal with Them. Bruce Thatcher joins us right now. Bruce, how are we doing?
We're doing just fine. Thanks much. It's good to be here, Bill.
Well, always good to have you with us. Congratulations on the new book, Rise and Decline. I've been bragging a lot about you. I just think this is such a definitive book. And again, this is what we love about history and why it's so doggone important. The hope that we would not reproduce the past mistakes. But, you know, sometimes we challenge the law of gravity and have to fall off the roof and find out when we hit the ground, it hurts, huh?
It's it's the case in many circumstances that only when we hit the bottom do we wake up.
Well, DACA becoming a big issue. There was an article, a column in the Wall Street Journal, and I love what this columnist had to say because we had, I thought, well, this is interesting. You know, why isn't anybody saying anything? A couple of weeks ago when we looked at DACA, we put this at the foot of Barack Obama. And this columnist called Obama cruel for DACA, for what he did. I look at it also as kind of one of those Manchurian landmines that have come about after his presidency. And here we are dealing with this. I mean, he did the country. He did the Dreamers no favors. This is the Democratic Party, if you want to bring it into the partisan perspective here. But I don't think that really serves as well, because we've got a problem, and now we're gonna deal with this issue. And I think it's unfair to, to blame Trump for what Barack Obama knew that he was doing illegally.
Well, blaming Trump takes us nowhere, mm-hmm. absolutely nowhere, because DACA or the Dreamers, even going beyond before DACA, have been around for a long, long time, mm-hmm. before Donald Trump was even on the political landscape. And they were raised into the public consciousness by Barack Obama, and I might add, at the same time, by the inaction of Congress over decades in actually dealing with the problems that we have in immigration. So Barack Obama took all of that, turned it into a political football, and then kicked it down the road mm-hmm. the next administration to deal with. It's no favor to those youth who are genuinely concerned mm-hmm. about their situation. But I think that I think that some realities are worth taking a look at mm-hmm. the situation, and that is, how has it really changed for those young people since before it was ever brought up as a highly visible situation several years ago with the Dreamers proposal in Congress, and now, and in the future, even if you look at Trump's order that says we're going to end DACA, and you look in the details of it, what he's going to do is he's going to stop accepting new applications.
Exactly.
For the deferred action.
Mm-hmm.
That affects, the number thrown around is 800,000, mm-hmm. who currently have applied and been accepted into that program. That doesn't have anything to do with
the current 800,000, exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
And how has their situation changed? Yeah, other than going through the emotional turmoil.
Yeah.
Of having expectations raised, they're no worse off than they were several years ago, and hopefully Trump has used this also as a political tool to say to Congress, come on, get with it. Let's deal with immigration.
Well, he's kind of done that a little bit. But, what you just said in a few sentences, Bruce, is something that has been, greatly missing from the whole reporting process of DACA. It has been so emotionalized that we're not listening to reason. We're really not hearing what Trump is saying, even though he's come back and said, look, you're not going to get deported. I mean, basically, they've got to, and this is one thing, you can hand it to the Democrats. They know how to do a bumper sticker response. Something that's going to fit in an 8-second soundbite. They're really good at it. Republicans are lousy because they want to deal with the process so much and look at it on the whole due process. And people don't have that much time. And it needs to be summed up very quickly, just like you did, but even shorter still. And I'm sure if you and I thought about it, we would come up with something you know, that would be more, you know, more to the point and get it out of the emotional aspect of this deal. Because from day one, I saw this and I told my friends very quickly, I said, just relax, take a chill pill. I mean, what he's doing is he's legitimizing these 800,000. They're not necessarily in the shadows like they were before. They're kind of in the shadow. And, you know, Barack Obama really set them up. And they, the columnist for Wall Street Journal is William McGurn, by the way. I want to make sure I give him proper credit for it in his article, The Cruelty of Barack Obama. And Barack Obama is very cruel to them by using them as a political point here. And I can only hope it blows up back in the Democrats' space, because they're not helping this deal. I mean, they're all looking for, as you say, for political advantage, not for a resolution on behalf of these 800,000 kids that are here. And, you know, that they go down the line, you know, some, yes, some have served in the military. I think about 1% have served in the military. Most are, I think on average, I think the average income, supposedly, according to one report, is, you know, they've risen to the ranks of making about, on average, $17 an hour. I mean, that says a lot about this group, which I know is consistent with Hispanics, and that is that they're hardworking people, and they will get to work, and they're great employees. So, but we need to, you know, like so much of what our country has been influenced by, because it's been breaking laws and being rather laissez-faire about the laws, which you and I have discussed before, which is consistent in your book, your brand new book again, is that we have to be mindful of these things, because if we ignore the law, then it's the beginning of the end.
And in stirring up the whole question, as it is politically, and bringing the people out on the streets and all that kind of thing doesn't contribute anything to the resolution of the problem, because we have to get to correcting the immigration thing and the actual disposition of the status of Dreamers and all the other illegal aliens in the country is something that can only be reasonably resolved after we know what our immigration policy is.
Exactly. And I think that's the argument, Bruce, is that there's some fundamentals here that need to be resolved. Once those are resolved, then the Dreamers and all these other issues fall into place, don't you think?
I do. There's some bills in Congress. I worry they won't go anywhere.
Okay. Well, let's talk more about it on the other side of the break. The one and only, yes, we're talking with Bruce Thatcher right here on Bill Martinez Live. Stay with us.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Hey, millennials, know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez, live.
They're coming to America. They're coming to America. They're coming to America. They're coming to America today.
Your program. Live.
14 minutes before the top of the hour, America. Yes, they are still coming to America. And our guest, Bruce Thatcher, author of the book Rise and Decline, why we are where we are and what we can do about it. That is his new book, available at all the usual places and linked on our website. And Bruce, if people want to be in touch with you, how's the best way?
Go to the website, historyspeakstoday.com. You can get and you can contact me directly through links that are there.
Right. Well, Neil Diamond sang it years ago. They come to America about the immigrants coming to this country. As Ronald Reagan said, the light on a shining hill. And even with all our foibles and the challenges that we're having in 21st century America, people are still drawn to this country, and I think this is maybe one of the underlying sentiments that President Trump will take to the United Nations. What do you think?
Well, I think so. We are the shining light to millions and millions and millions of people in the world. Otherwise, why do more people want to come here than anywhere else on Earth?
Mm-hmm.
Because they see that light.
Yeah.
They see that light, and they want to be bathed in it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, here we are, and this is what Trump is trying to do, is to try to, put some spit shine on the Statue of Liberty, and to clean up some of these problems and how we've missed the mark over the years. Like any good CEO, and for those of us that have been in business and understand, or have even been in the position at any level as a chief executive officer. One of the things that you do in assessing, the institution that you're in charge of is you're going to look at the plus and minuses. You're looking at the growth and where there may have been some regressive activity. But any good CEO is going to look at its organization and say, and particularly in the case of America, where we have been missing the mark for an extended period of time, where, you know, all of a sudden even the CBO is saying, Bruce, and it just galls me that the CBO says, no, you know, the new normal is less than 2% GDP. Are you kidding? I mean, you're the CBO, and you're setting the standard for our level of productivity. You've got to be kidding me.
Yeah, I'm running my business, and I'm going to accept a lower level operative statement that says, okay, 2% increase in sales should be considered really great.
Yes, exactly. Well, you're going to go to the New York Yankees and say, okay, boys, the new normal is you can't score more than 3 runs a game. That's it, okay?
That's fair. I mean, that would be fair, really, because they have an advantage. They have
yes.
all these super players.
Exactly.
You got to make them equal.
Yeah, somehow we got to level the playing field. I mean, it's ridiculous. That's not what the free enterprise is all about. That's not what America has been about. And so Trump has come in as the CEO and said, okay, where have we missed the mark? And what you've noted in rise and decline, there are some obvious things based on history that empires that have preceded the United States of America, the mistakes that they have made, which has led to their demise.
And the overall conclusion I've come to and demonstrate is that all nations are formed with some basic principles, not our principles necessarily, but some basic principles that they considered important for their well-being. And as they adhered to those, they grew and they thrived.
Yes.
And then as they departed from them, and all of them did, as they departed from them, they declined.
Yes.
And that's what's happening to us. We have very clear and, in my view, among the finest founding principles history has to offer. And they have served us well through a couple hundred years, but we're getting away from them. We're, as I say, dishonoring those principles.
And we do so at a grave price, and this is why we have fallen at every turn, and we have justification, whether it has to do with education, our immigration process, right on down the line. There is, you know, as Donald Trump said after the first week of being in the Oval Office, and I can see this on his face still, and I don't know, I can appreciate body language. And the look on his face was one of, you know, I don't necessarily want to say fear necessarily, but it's probably as close to fear as I think Donald Trump could feel. And that is, he came out and told the reporters, goes, this is a mess. And if you've been around CEOs that have been anywhere close to, you know, inheriting a Chapter 11, you know, organization, you know, one that needed to be on Chapter 11, it reminded me of those kind of statements and looks on their face that they come in and they go, oh, my, I just looked at the P&L of this organization. It is a mess. And so it's like, OK, what do you do to right the ship? How do you start this out? And I think Donald Trump, to his credit, has been focusing on some important things. But, you know, whether it's the celebs at the Emmy Awards or, you know, the mainstream media, where 91% of their time is spent bashing Donald Trump, as opposed to, I mean, Bruce, how bad do you have to be to have that kind of bad news? 91%.
Well, it's 91% of a small segment of people.
Yeah.
I think that they're so happy to be doing those kinds of things because they have no responsibility to do anything about it. And it's a very different thing when you're in a position where you have to actually do something about it. Correcting the problems in a troubled company always involves pain. And Trump, of course, knows that.
Right.
And it always involves, you know, somebody's gonna not like the way it has to turn out, but the survival of the company, the survival of the nation depends on it. And to continue to poke our heads in the sand and pretend that somehow or other we don't have to deal with these painful things, just means that we inevitably do have to deal with them when they become even worse.
Mm-hmm. Well, Bruce, as we said in the last segment, getting back to DACA, this is a symptom of the greater problem. It's a manifestation of the greater problem that I agree with you will be solved when we take care of these issues, these immigration issues that we've wanted to ignore. And, as some would say, you just kick the can down the road. And we're at that point in all things American these days, whether it is Korea or immigration or the budget, is, you know, sometimes you just come to that point where you get to the end of the road, right?
You do. And we hope, everybody involved hopes the end of the road will not be during our lifetime, but somewhere beyond our lifetime. But there's a chance with the immigration thing. There's four acts in Congress now that all, I think, are pretty good acts. And I don't speak for all the substance, but in terms of beginning to deal with immigration in a meaningful way, there's a RAISE Act, which you and I have discussed about. There's three acts recently got introduced, the Border Security Bill, the National Interest Act, and Legal Workforce Act. I'm afraid, though, that all of these have been referred to committee.
That's where all these good bills go to die. We know.
Yeah, and I'm really afraid of that. But I hope that President Trump's strategy, what I assume to be a strategy, of somehow or other embarrassing Congress or beating Congress or twisting their arms or forcing them to actually address these things, will work. Mm-hmm. DACA is really. I know the people. I know this, the youths wouldn't like to be characterized this way, but DACA is really just a side issue on the overall issue of fixing our immigration.
Exactly, but I would agree with you, even though some might take exception to this deal because there's no question it's been politicized. But what it should be, Bruce, I think what you're suggesting, and I would agree with you, is that we, the people, need to put the pressure where it needs to be, and that is on Congress to act to do their job and get this resolved. When I say that we're coming down to the end of the road, it's not to the end of the road of America. I'm not quite there yet, though your book would indicate that we're following a formula of past empires. But that, maybe we have a chance to get a little bit of a do-over and we can get this thing squared away. But it really, this is where our Constitution has to stand up for itself. And the people, we the people, need to enforce that and put the pressure on Congress to do their job and to resolve this issue, don't we?
Yes. Call your congressman.
In case you missed that, ladies and gentlemen, that directive is straightforward from Bruce Thatcher. Call your congressman, write, email, do whatever. Take 5 minutes today. Let him know enough is enough. Let's get this out of committee. Let's get this resolved. We're better than this, and this will unite this country. And this is what we need to look for, Bruce. And I think this, again, you and I have talked about this, is we have to look at these unifying factors that promote our unity and promote the goodness of the United States of America. Bruce Thatcher, author of the book Rise and Decline. Make sure you get your copy. Linked at our website at BillMartinezLive.com.
Thank you, Bill.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
With nearly